Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis and Rowan County, where she serves, are not liable for attorney's fees, but Judge Bunning ultimately ruled that the Commonwealth of Kentucky will be liable for attorney's fees. It's a good news for Kim Davis and the county where she serves, but we're going to be talking about this issue more on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, as you remember, for those who wanted to just have a little recap, Kim Davis became a national and then international phenomenon, if you will, in 2015 when she refused to use her title and authority and her name to authorize a marriage that is contrary to God's definition of marriage. She ultimately went to prison for 6 days for that. She was willing to serve longer if she had to. But the ACLU never got what they wanted. They wanted Kim Davis's name and title and authority on a marriage license. They never got that. They also then wanted her, after the case was resolved by the legislature and the governor, Matt Bevin, providing religious liberty accommodation for Kim Davis and others in 2016, they wanted her, Kim Davis, personally, or at least the county where she serves, to be responsible for attorney's fees. Well, a magistrate judge said that they were not the prevailing parties, and therefore they're not entitled to attorney's fees because they didn't win anything. But Judge Bunning just recently reversed that and said, well, they are the prevailing parties and are entitled to fees, but not from Kim Davis or the county, but from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Matt, on the one hand, this is great news for Kim and Rowan County. Again, they didn't get her scalp on the wall with a marriage license. They didn't get her to pay attorney's fees or the county where she serves. They did get this other win, if you will, for attorney's fees from the state. However, that issue is tenuous because it's not consistent with or supported by the Federal Court of Appeals decisions. Why? Because the ACLU did not prevail. Their case was mooted, if you will. When the legislature passed this religious liberty accommodation law, they never got what they asked for in this litigation. So that may ultimately be overturned on appeal.
Well, and we shouldn't be surprised that Judge Bunning has once again engaged in this lawless judicial activism here. He clearly, his leftist ideology, his support of the LGBT agenda, and his animosity toward religious liberty is at play once again. And, you know, this is the same judge that unconstitutionally threw Kim Davis in jail for exercising her First Amendment rights and for refusing to violate her conscience and put her name and stamp of approval on counterfeit so-called same-sex marriage. And so Judge Bunning here is way out of line. But Matt, Liberty Counsel is going to appeal this. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's three things here to be aware of. Number one, it's good news that Kim Davis and Rowan County are not responsible for attorney's fees. That's what the ACLU wanted.
Of course, the media has been spinning
You know, as we know, media oftentimes spins things in their own agenda. But what the bottom line is, the real news out of this, is that neither Kim Davis nor Rowan County are responsible for attorney's fees. That's number one. Number two, that the Commonwealth is, however, that is a tenuous holding, and it could likely be reversed on appeal. And that will be ultimately later determined. So this case is not over, even as it relates to the Commonwealth of Kentucky. But number three, if at the end of the day, it's not overturned on appeal, and the Commonwealth, the state of Kentucky, has to pay for attorney's fees, whose responsibility is that? It's not Kim Davis. It's not Rowan County. It's not the current legislative body of Republicans and Democrats, because they passed a religious liberty accommodation law unanimously. It's certainly not Governor Matt Bevin, because he's the one who issued the first executive order giving her religious liberty accommodation and signed the religious liberty law into effect. It is the former liberal Democratic governor, Beshears, because it is him that we asked from the very beginning to provide what Governor Matt Bevin did later and what the legislature confirmed in the bill, and that is to provide a religious liberty accommodation. Had he done that, this case would have never gone anywhere. Had he done that, Kim Davis would have never spent time in jail. Had he done that, the ACLU would never have had a case because it would have ultimately been derailed at the very beginning. But because he was so ideologically sided with, blinded with, if you will, the same-sex marriage agenda, and he wanted to force Kim Davis down this path, he would not lift a finger to give a religious liberty accommodation, even though the year before, when his own attorney general refused to defend the marriage amendment, he said, well, I'm not going to violate his conscience. He is free not to defend it. But with Kim Davis, when she had a conscience objection to issuing and authorizing a same-sex marriage license, instead of doing the same principle, he goes, no, 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 you've got to do it. So at the end of the day, worst case scenario, if the Commonwealth is ultimately responsible for these fees, it lies at the feet and is the responsibility of the former liberal Democratic governor, Steve Beshear.
So will he be getting the bill in the mail, do you think?
Well, Commonwealth ought to send in the bill.
Yeah.
He's the one that ultimately refused to lift a finger.
Wow.
How does Judge Bunning rationalize that these two homosexual activist plaintiffs and the ACLU prevailed in this? Has Kim Davis now been forced to sign these marriage certificates? That was the remedy they were seeking.
Yeah, right. I mean, they got what they wanted. They got their quote-unquote marriage license.
Well, they got a fictitious one.
Go home and be happy.
What they had was...
There's no damages here.
Yeah.
What are the damages?
What they got was they wanted a marriage license. They wanted Kim Davis to have that marriage license issued. Kim refused. She went to jail. The judge ultimately then intimidated the other clerks, and one of them indicated that they would cave. She ultimately, however, eliminated her name, eliminated her title, and eliminated her authority, and eliminated Rowan County clerk on the marriage license. So anybody who signed that was not doing it under her authority, and they weren't even doing it as an official county clerk, but just as a standard everyday notary public. So when that happened...
Their so-called marriage licenses here are just as counterfeit as
so,
the marriage
itself. Yeah, so
when
that happened, they were very upset, Matt. They said, oh, this is not even a good license and so forth. We want Kim Davis to do it. And you know what? They never got that.
But it's not even a marriage. Sorry, you know?
They never got what they wanted. And that's
Kim
what
Davis
the magistrate ultimately ruled.
Yeah.
He said they're not prevailing parties. And he went through the case law. And they're not prevailing parties also because the legislature mooted the case. Because the governor came in after he was elected, Matt Bevin, issued the executive order protecting Kim Davis, which is what Beshear should have done. Mm-hmm. And then the legislature got together. And these are Republicans and Democrats, Holly, unanimously in the House and Senate, both passing this religious liberty accommodation bill.
Wow. This whole thing is just a mess to me. It's like they got what they wanted. They got their license, ultimately. It's not even a marriage, but it's like a huge tantrum. You know, who's going to be accountable for what we didn't get?
Well, here's the other thing, though. This particular ruling also has another silver lining, even if it's upheld with regards to the Commonwealth of Kentucky, even if it's upheld. And here's the other silver lining. The ACLU represented one set of plaintiffs, but there's two other sets of plaintiffs. And the other sets of plaintiffs, they have filed suit against her, asking for damages, saying that they are coming after her in what's called her individual capacity, that she was just acting on her own and not the state. Now, what they want to do there is they want to make her personally, Kim Davis personally, pay not only attorney's fees, but for quote-unquote damages. The judge's ruling in this case said that Kim Davis was not acting as an individual. She is an agent of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. She is the state, if you will. So as a state actor, you cannot be liable for damages. Why? Because the 11th Amendment says that states are not liable for damages. So on the other hand...
Sovereign immunity.
So those two other cases that are pending seeking personal damages against Kim Davis just got a death blow by this ruling from Judge Bunning. So for Kim Davis all around, not having to pay attorney's fees, and then eventually we're going to move forward on this other matter, not being responsible for damages personally. For Kim Davis all around, she stood strong, and she has been the victor in this case. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org for more information. Continue to pray for Kim Davis and many of our other clients that we represent. Stand with us in your financial support as well. We could not represent people like Kim or Sandra Merritt in the Planned Parenthood videos and many others without your financial and regular support. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.